Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for this morning is Mark chapter 13. Here again the part that reads, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on your guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. He leaves home, puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master shall return. In the evening, at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." You may be seated. As you heard, it's the Happy New Year. We made it through last Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year, and today we begin Advent, a new church year. And yet the message is the same. The end of the world is coming. Be awake. Be ready. Not because the end of the world is coming, but because our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again, the very Son of God. Jesus said it. When nothing else remains, his word will endure. That's where our confidence is to be. And yet, with all that's going on, you find people dividing up into two different groups. The one group is nervous, fearful, terrified of the end, even of Jesus' coming. The other group, ho-hum. Same thing, inattentive, spiritually asleep. They've got things to do. Besides, people have been talking about the end of the world for 2,000 years. What's new? And I ask you, what group are you? It has been 29 days since confirmation. In preparation, we scurried around, some feverishly worked to get things worked out and done. We made adjustments because of COVID-19, and all the work and the preparations and even the day now has faded back into the background. Now, 29 days later, what is the condition of your faith? Are we fearful like the first group? Or are we complacent like the second? The pandemic continues to go on. It doesn't matter which group you are. Those that are fearful, cloister in their homes, stepping out only to pick up deliveries made to their door. And if they go any further, they're masked. And some even demanding others to be masked. And then there's the other group. They could really care less. And live as nothing has happened, even fighting against those who do care. Those who live in fear, forget about living. Those who don't live in fear, forget about caring for their neighbor. But the question is not which group are you? The question is, where is your faith? Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "But in those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory." Those words of Jesus can be very scary to some people. Others, we've heard them all before. And then it happens. Someone is struck with COVID. The person has no pre-existing conditions and takes them down, and the family waits and waits. And no recovery in sight. He dies. There are those that stand up and say, "See, I told you so." And others who just simply say, "Well, there must have been something else wrong." But I ask you, but what of Jesus' enduring word. Jesus is coming, whether we are fearful or not. Jesus is coming, whether we are paying attention or not. The coming of Jesus, the Son of Man, coming. And when he does, we will know. It will not be a secret, as some have tried to say. Oh, they call it some secret rapture. No, it will be obvious. Everyone will know, no matter which group you may fall into. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send out his angels to gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth. From that point, life and death will no longer be the same. When Jesus comes, the change will strike. Are you ready? Or are you sleeping? It makes no difference if you're inattentive or live in fear. Without faith, you are sleeping. Then what is it that we have to hold on to? Again, it is the enduring word of Jesus. For Jesus will have for himself a people, the elect from all over the world, throughout human history, from Adam to the last man standing. But now we know. But how will we know that we will be one of them? It is not because of what we have done, though we have done many things. It is not because we have great faith, though we do believe. It is because of his enduring word, which has come into our world for our comfort and for our strength. We Christians face the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the world by looking back. We look back to when he first came. That's how the last Sunday of the church year and the first Sunday of Advent are connected to each other. That's how our faith and belief of all believers throughout time look at life. We view Jesus' second coming in view of his first. We face the end of our lives by looking back on his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. The enduring word spoken at the beginning of creation becomes a human being and speaks to humanity in the person of Jesus Christ, so that when he comes again, he will find faith on earth. He will find those who are his elect, who will be his forever. He continues to come by his word. As you see in the stoles, there we see his first coming in the manger. But we also see his second coming by the trumpet that will sound, that all will hear and see him visibly. But until then, we wait as we receive his very body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine. Yes, a holy communion, where we proclaim his death until he comes. His word continues to be spoken here from the pulpit. His word continues to be spoken every time we confess our sins and receive the forgiveness of sins, where he has declared us sinners to be his saints. It was no different for those in the Old Testament, except they looked forward to both comings. His coming first in the manger, and then his second coming at the end. Remember how we heard from the prophet Isaiah that he desired a change, that something would happen. He wanted the Lord to come and to rend the heavens open. The pandemic of sin threatened everything, including God's own people, polluted with sin. No one is righteous, not one. All our righteous deeds are as a polluted garment. How were they to deal with their condition? They were to look to the one who works righteousness, whom God would meet joyfully. He would break into history. Jesus works righteousness, declaring the unclean to be clean, the sinner to be saint. And so when he returns, his elect will be found in righteousness. So it doesn't matter which group you're in or which side of the fence you're on about the events of the world, whether you're fearful or thinking that they just keep happening throughout time. What is important is that you believe in the enduring word of Jesus, trusting that in him you are ready at all times. Is there some sin that threatens to change your life? Then confess it and turn and receive his forgiveness. Your eternal well-being is secure in Jesus. Has some disease or cancer threatened your well-being, your very life? Look to the resurrected Lord Jesus. He died. He rose again for your eternal security. Faith in Jesus is neither fearful of the future nor complacent about life, for faith trusts Jesus. For he has our whole life in his hands, so that we will live in grace and mercy. And then, trusting our Lord, we will serve our neighbor. Yes, everything will change. That's the evidence before us. But Jesus, his enduring word, remains the same forever. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.